بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن أظلم ممن كذب على الله وكذب بالصدق إذ جاءه، أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين؟
Verse number 32. There is no one more wrong than the person who attributes to Allah what is not appropriate for him, such as partner, spouse or child, and who denies the Quran. There is no one more wrong than the person who rejects the truth that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, brought. Is there not in the fire an abode and home for those who reject Allah and what his Messenger brought? Indeed, there is an abode and home for them there. After Allah mentioned the lying deniers, He mentioned the truthful believers in the following verse.
وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ
Verse number 33. The prophets and those who brought truth in speech and action, and those who had faith in it, acting according to it, they are the ones who are truly Allah-fearing, who fulfill the instruction of their Lord and avoid His prohibition.
لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
Verse number 34. They will have all the everlasting pleasures they wish for by their Lord. That is the reward of those who do good deeds sincerely for their Creator, and they spread good amongst His servants.
ليكفر الله عنهم أسوأ الذي عملوا ويجزيهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 35. So that Allah erases for them the worst sins that they used to do in the world, as they had repented from them and had turned towards their Lord, and rewards them according to the best deeds that they used to do.
أليس الله بكاف عبده ويخوفونك بالذين من دونه ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد
Verse number 36. Is Allah not sufficient for His servant, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his religious and worldly matters, and to ward off his enemy? Indeed, He is sufficient. They frighten you, O Messenger, because of their ignorance and foolishness, with the idols that they worship besides Allah, that they will harm you. Those whom Allah abandons and does not bless with guidance will have no one to guide them.
وَمَن يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُضِلٍّ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَزِيزٍ ذِي انْتِقَامٍ
Verse number 37. Whoever Allah blesses with guidance, there will be no one able to mislead them. Is Allah not mighty, whom no one can challenge, and one who takes retribution from those who reject and go against Him? Indeed, He is mighty and one who takes retribution.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ
Verse number 38. O Messenger, if you ask these idolaters, who created the heavens and who created the earth, they will say, Allah created them. Say to them, to show them the inability of their idols, Tell me about these idols that you worship besides Allah. If Allah willed to harm me, do they have the power to remove that harm from me? Or if my Lord wished to grant me mercy from him, are they able to stop his mercy from me? Say to them, Allah alone is enough for me. It is on him that I rely in all my affairs. It is on him alone those who want to place their reliance entrust their affairs to.
قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ
Verse number 39. Say, O Messenger, O my people, continue to act in that state of ascribing partners to Allah that you have chosen, and I will continue to act in what my Lord has instructed me by calling towards His oneness and by devoting my worship to Him. Soon, you will come to know the outcome of each path.
من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم
Verse number 40. Soon you will come to know who will be punished in this world in a way that disgraces and humiliates them, and upon whom an everlasting permanent punishment will come in the hereafter. Beneficial points. 1. Affirmation of Allah's protection for His Messenger, peace be upon him, from being harmed by his enemies. 2. Affirming Allah's oneness in Lordship only, without affirming His oneness in divinity, will not save a person from the punishment of the fire.
Inna anzalna alayka al-kitaba lin-nas bil-haqq faman ihtada falinafsihi wa man dhalla fa innama yadhillu alayha فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ
Verse number 41. I sent down to you, O Messenger, the Qur'an for people with the truth, for you to warn them. Whoever follows guidance, then the benefit of his guidance is only for his own self. Allah does not benefit from his guidance, as he is in no need of it. Whoever strays, then the harm of his straying is to his own detriment. Allah is not harmed by his straying. You are not in charge of them so as to force guidance on them. Your duty is only to convey to them what you have been instructed to convey.
الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون
Verse number 42. Allah is the only one who takes away the souls when their term ends. He also takes the souls whose term has not ended when they sleep. He then withholds those for whom he has decreed death and releases those for whom he had not decreed death until a time that is fixed in his knowledge, may he be glorified. In this taking away, release, giving of death and life, there are indications for a people who reflect on the fact that the one who does this is able to resurrect people after their death for reckoning and recompense.
أم اتخذوا من دون الله شفعاء قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ
Verse number 43. The idolaters took their idols as intercessors, having hope of benefit in them instead of Allah. Say to them, O Messenger, do you take them as intercessors, even though they have no power to do anything for you or for themselves, and they do not have understanding? They are lifeless objects that cannot speak, hear, see, benefit or harm.
قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ
Verse number 44. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, all intercession belongs to Allah alone. No one can intercede before Him except with His permission, and the intercession can only be for those whom He approves. The control of the heavens and the control of the earth belongs to Him alone. Then to Him alone you will return on the day of resurrection for reckoning and recompense, and He will give you the requital of your actions.
وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ
Verse number 45. Whenever Allah is mentioned on His own, the hearts of the idolaters who do not believe in the hereafter and the resurrection, reckoning and recompense that will take place therein, become averse. But when the idols that they worship other than Allah are mentioned, they become happy and joyful.
قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَالِمَ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ
Verse number 46. Say, O Messenger, O Allah, Creator of the heavens and the earth, without any precedent, knower of what is absent and what is present. Nothing of that is hidden from You. You alone will decide between Your servants on the day of resurrection about what they used to differ in the world, and it will become clear who is right and who is wrong, and who is fortunate and who is not.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَافْتَدَوْا بِهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَبَدَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ
Verse number 47. If those who wronged themselves by worshipping other than Allah and committing sins could have all of the wealth and treasures on this earth to ransom themselves from the severe punishment on the day of resurrection, they would do so. However, even if they did, the ransom would not be accepted from them. Rather, they will face from Allah various types of torment they never used to expect. Beneficial points. 1. Sleeping and waking up are two regular warnings reminding us of death and the resurrection. 2. When Allah alone is mentioned to the disbelievers, they are afflicted by anguish and sorrow, because they are reminded of what He had instructed, what He had prohibited, and they turn away from all of this. 3. A disbeliever will try to ransom himself on the day of resurrection with everything he owns, despite his miserliness in the world, but it will not be accepted from him.